ekyo soweto soweto lanchi muenda soweto amanko zimuenda muenda po halo direct soweto muenda amanko zuku
0530
parafini parafini makota pela makota pela ya unga unga wa kastoma vipyango wa kastoma vipyango
vika chitika musafi mperera kwa rera kwa rera kwa rera kwa rera kwa
some days test your limits. The sweat, the push. It all takes its toll. But you're not a quitter. You rise. Fit Sports Drink gives you the edge. Packed with electrolytes for hydration and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
The news on Kombon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kombon Radio News. Kombon at 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 8:50. Kombon Radio 94.9. It's Kombon. Hakuna kulala.
The headlines on Kombon Radio.
Commissioning of a new boho at Achipembe Girls Secondary School elects our pupils. Works to construct a sports facility in Lusaka's Kadikiliki compound have commenced. And in African news, DR Congo rescuers dig with a bare hand for trapped miners. To present the news in detail, my name is Sylvester Kaumba. Pupils at Achipembe Girls Secondary School in Chisamba District of a Central Province have expressed a joy following the commissioning of a new boho at their school. The project is undertaken by an organization called Shining Future Zambia. The pupils explained that they used to walk long distances to fetch water, a situation which negatively impacted their learning. They say with the new water facility in place, their learning will now be more effective.
We gather here today to express our heartfelt gratitude for your generosity. Your donation of a boho at our school will greatly benefit our pupils, teachers, and community. This gift will provide clean water, improving health and hygiene. It will allow and reduce the time spent searching for water, allowing pupils to focus on their studies. Your support demonstrates your commitment to education and community development.
Speaking during the handover ceremony, Malingose Chipeta, the co-founder of A Shining Future Zambia, thanked Orphan Care International for partnering with her organization in sinking the boho at the school. The 350,000 kwacha boho sunk in Chamuka Chiefdom would help alleviate the challenges of pupils and community members are faced in accessing safe drinking water.
First, we extend our greatest gratitude to Orphan Care International, whose generous funding made this boho possible. Your commitment to transforming lives aligns with our shared vision, a world where no child, especially no girl child, must choose between survival and education. For too long, young girls and women in this community have sacrificed hours, days fetching water that should have been spent in classrooms or nurturing dreams.
Also present at the event was a headman Suse, who represented the chief of Chamuka. The traditional leader has expressed happiness at the timely commissioning of the boho. He has urged other cooperating partners to emulate organizations like Shining Future Zambia and Orphan Care International in improving the welfare of rural communities.
The most members of the I'm happy to introduce to you the secretary of education, which is none other than the Kwame Dare Secondary School. We are forming this summer district with the view of that entitled, This is the Training Day 1. This is the Training Day 1. It has failed.
So, no akunzisa kwa kwa akunzisa chao cha awa ise maedimanzi so that kubu etu kunzisa bana na community tumaitana ma meeting
Kalikileti Waja 35 councillor Shadrick Achimwanga has disclosed that the works to construct a sports facility in his ward have commenced. Mr. Chumwanga says the facility will be divided into three sections for basketball, netball and football. He says that this initiative aims to provide a versatile space for youths to engage in various sports activities beyond soccer. The civic leader says that the divided sports facility will accommodate different sports, promoting diversity and inclusivity in sports activities. He says offering various sports options, the pitch is likely to attract a broader range of young people, encouraging physical activity and community engagement.
There is a basketball pitch which is under construction. Works are ongoing. We are delivering what we promised the people of Kalikiliki. So we sat down and petitioned the ground because football was the only sporting activity which was taking place in Kalikiliki ward. So what we said is that we have a lot of talent and it's not everyone who can be a footballer. So we decided, under my leadership, with the community, to say we need to petition the ground into different sporting activities. That is a netball pitch to soon be completed.
And in a related development, the construction of a police post in Maichola area in Lusaka's Mandevu constituency is expected to cost over 1 million kwacha. Mpulungu Wada 26 councillor Mwango Chileshe says the project is in response to increasing crime rates in the area. Mr. Chileshe says that residents propose the construction of a police post to enhance our security. The councillor states that so far over 80% of the works have been completed.
Sekia bakawala na mapaka maningi almost every now and then at every interval tutirandira mbiri ya maliro kugera te kuba mupaya omuntu kuba tabwanji bakansela brand tutandiza. It's from that background community we sat together with my team and the community and decided that we should erect enough police forces to increase police presence and surveillance within Mpulungu ward. So as we speak, Timanga police post kwa Maichola, this time around they are kind of roof level.
Mandevu Member of Parliament Christopher Shakafuswa has expressed a disappointment at the vandalism of the new reconstructed drainages in Justin Kawewat in Lusaka. Mr. Shakafuswa says the vandalism of drainages can exacerbate flooding and sanitation challenges in Justin Kawewat, underscoring the importance of protecting public infrastructure. He says there is need for community responsibility and infrastructure protection. Mr. Shakafuswa has further emphasized that for community engagement, which can help raise awareness about the importance of maintaining public infrastructure.
Drainage ya kukonze rani, but chini shukuru cha mene na mvela cha mecha choka. Nisi cha chosa madai panoteamu drainage. Then drainage isa banji, ifuasa, ni pempa. You know, for this development, kuti chiyoneka chitichande, it needs ownership kuri mwewene. Because if it konze like solid manzi ya sasibuya mayumba yanu, ya sasifuasa, but ya ziwenu. So we expect community ownership. Na wana madai pa, it's better, baja wame wama doba vinyarara. Mwalipira kuti baja wama community-based enterprise.
We now have our current business rates, and when we come back, join us for the rest of the news.
The business rates are brought to you by Bongo Bongo, Zambia's casino, the thrill of fun, the joy of winning.
Hello, Bongo Bongo. Again, more than 500 games, free bets, cashbacks. Ah, now you're just showing off.
Spin slots, bet sports, room relay. Bongo Bongo's calling. And ignoring the call? That's bad luck, boss.
Play now. Your jackpot is waiting.
18 plus. Bet responsibly. Terms and conditions apply.
Current business rates on Company.